Good evening, all. This is Abhishek Sanjeev. I'm a new member to Anchor Podcasting. Well, this message is all about the news that's been hitting these newspapers and the media. That is about an 8-year-old girl from Jammu Kashmir being brutally gang raped in a temple in India. Well, see, standing up for, according to me, I don't know how many people will agree to this or how many will disagree and, you know, come blackmail me tomorrow. According to me, standing up, making marches won't, I think, help the cause. See, tomorrow there will be a revolutionary revolt between the Muslims and the Hindus because it was a Muslim girl that is brutally raped in Indian temples. And that isn't right. You stand up for them? You think you can resolve the matter? I don't think so. If we have to stand up, we have to revolt, we have to fight, we have to make a silent march. It is about the Indian system rather than the political or the religious revolts. It should be us, the teenagers from India, the tomorrow of India, to stand up for the system of India and protest against them and say them, like, no, the system is not right. It's not about the religion, the system. Get the system right, obviously. The rape, the sex assault, etc., etc., will automatically come down. People are asking for a Hindu to be released because a Hindu who is molested a Muslim. When I'm not disgracing religion, I support Hindu, I support Muslims because I have friends, I have family members, I have far off relatives who are mixed in cultures. I have Hindu friends, I have Christian friends, I have Muslim friends, I have Sikh friends, I have every type of friends. And we don't sit and fight. So I'm not sitting and disgracing each religion, but I'm disgracing the system of India that has to be changed. Automatically, everything will change. So let's stand up for the system rather than religions. And let's fight back for the system. And let her soul rest in peace. Thank you.